Thank you so much, Nathan, for the opportunity. We are enjoying this special worship service with you, and I thank Nathan for the opportunity to share God's word with you in these minutes. And I'm glad to be here with my wife. She's going to prompt me. The test is about 1 hour and a half. 2 hours rather, 2 hours. They go from 2 hours to about 3 hours. So I am conscious of time, and I promise Nathan to do my part in the time he gave me. Now, the word has been read to us and came in very, very clear. Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 to verse 19 to 20, and the light in the body. I want to just start with the a situation that is happening to us right now. We are in the process of removing our house, which has been leaking ever since we moved to the village here. That is our house, and how it looked before. They didn't do a very good job that we did, and so it began to leak. It is still under construction. So we did a re-roofing, and Nathan will share with you some of those pictures to see where that's where we come from now. That is the work happening. Now, we were asked to remove all the precious property into another place that you may also be able to see maybe. So the shifting of our property from that house to another place where we are currently living in a small, tiny place has given me a lot to think about this sermon. That is what is happening right now to our house. We have redone the roof, and we are sleeping in the house in the background. House now. The girls live in the bottom room, which is open. Me and my wife and the small little boy next to me, we live in that green, where there's a green door, and my son in a blue t-shirt or vest lives a little up on your right. And that is what is happening. And the situation, to me, because my wife told me, pick what is precious to you and let's take it in the next room, lest it is destroyed. Now, that was, I had to pick where my heart was. We picked our little tele, we picked our phones, we picked a few things that are important, chairs, pictures, marriage pictures. Right. So the same is a story that Jesus is talking to us about. Riches in heaven and treasuring our riches in heaven. He gives a concept of stewardship, and that's what I want to briefly talk about. Stewardship. Do not store up for yourself. Do not keep or do not put in store things where the moths and thieves can break in. But store up yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and thieves cannot break in. Our COVID pandemic has also given us, give you a little update on how we are doing with COVID situation in Uganda here. We've registered March, and we have 1,176 registered cases. 68% of those are asymptomatic, and 32 have mild symptoms. And that is as of 31st of July. Active cases right now are 123. That's how this started. Now, our COVID situation got us it was unprecedented, and many Ugandans were caught unawares. Survival was very, very difficult. Only those who had stored up or invested in something that could keep their family going are those who have been able to survive this pandemic in Uganda. The total lockdown of our country left people hanging on thin lines for survival with their big families. Like my wife said, I think we hold the smallest family here in Africa. Our families are 5 up to 14. An ordinary family has 5 to 14 members. Survival or security is a big issue here, especially to do with the food. People aren't. Here is talking about eternal investment. He's talking about secure storage. When talks in verse 21, says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Indeed, where my precious, where I've invested eternally, that's where my heart is. What does this mean? Jesus, in this text, speaking to his disciples, Jesus condemns greed and holding of wealth. He says the things we have as stewards, we must store up or focus on storing things where moth action cannot affect them. The house in the Middle East where Jesus, in the context where Jesus was speaking, those houses were not very secure. They were not permanent. They were weak and they could be broken in two. Now, understood that his disciples were a bit anxious following him and, you know, leaving all their fishing, see where their treasures would be. So anxiousness would trigger as disciples and the followers how they would live their lives. They had abandoned their careers to follow Jesus. So these were the critical issues their hearts were grappling with. A treasure in this context is anything done in this life that has eternal value. Our heart is a center of one's being, including our mind, our will, and our emotion. It's a center of human spirit from which spring emotions, thoughts, and motivation. So when Jesus was teaching in another situation, he also quotes this same verse. If you read Luke chapter 2, verse 34, he still meant store up your treasures where the thieves will not be able to break. Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. That above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Where is your heart? Where is our heart? He turns to drive this lesson. He talks about the good eyes and the evil eye, like our reading was, our second reading. Now, the good eyes and the bad eyes. The good eyes are the healthy eyes, or referred to as the generous eyes. They recognize the folly of storing up wealth. The eye is, you know, when you see something, when you're able to see something, then your body is lightened up. So your healthy eyes or your generous eye is what Jesus here was being able to referred to. The bad eye or the unhealthy eye, or what the reading said, an evil eye, is very fullness of wealth, and thus Jesus is talking about that as an evil eye. Now, what could be our response to this message this week? In Solomon's book, Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 1, Solomon writes and says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you shall find it in many days. Last Sunday, our preacher talked about the statement in the Lord's Prayer that give us this day our daily bread. Now, Jesus is saying, Solomon says, cast that bread upon the waters. In that, it has a connotation of giving our secure, our investment, which is our bread that enables us to live. He is saying, cast it or grant it and put it in the hands of the Lord, because everything actually belongs to God. So surrender your life to God. Share with those that are in need, and that is where the good eyes will lead us. May our good eyes lead us. Talent, our finances, our good ideas for the purposes of God or for the kingdom. You have a choice to make as a Christian to invest in heaven where it is secure. A man by the name of Jim Elliot, he wrote and said that it's no fool who gives, he's no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And I also read Jim Carter, who said that I have one life and one chance to make it can whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try to make a difference. Let me repeat Jim Carter's statement. I thought it was very, very good for us to reflect on. He says, I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try to make a difference. This is how we store up treasure in heaven. This is how we can steward and totally surrender our lives and all that God has given us to Him, so that He can make in my benediction with reading you from NIV, Paul's words to the Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. I don't know whether Brother Nathan could share them, share that portion of scripture. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7. Words as a reflection for us in response to what Jesus was sharing with his disciples. And it says, Paul writes and says, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Whatever is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpass, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Verse 10, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. May the Lord bless you with those words as we invest and store up our riches in heaven. God bless you so much.